السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد، طب القلوب ودوائها، وعافية الأبدان وشفائها، ونور الأبصار وضيائها، وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم صلاة وسلاما عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. All praise be to Allah Almighty, and infinite salutations and blessings upon the best of all creation, our Master, the most beautiful, Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, upon his blessed family, upon all of his blessed children, his blessed parents, and all of his blessed companions, ridwanullahi ta'ala anhum ajma'in. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, we are all fasting for the pleasure of Allah Almighty. As with any type of worship, there are certain rules, a certain etiquette, and adab, and levels to fasting. We have the external rules, the external conditions, the adab of not eating and drinking from before Fajr to Maghrib Salah. But then we also have certain internal rules, which are also as important as the external ones. I mentioned a few days ago about not fulfilling the complete purpose of fasting if one continues to lie, as per the Hadith Sharif. So we understand fasting is not just for the stomach. The ulama-i-kiram have mentioned every body part also has a share in the fast. The fasting of the eyes, the fasting of the ears, the fasting of the tongue, the hands, feet, and the fasting of the heart. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, we must keep our ears and tongues safe from sinful things such as backbiting and lying and gossiping. Nowadays, unfortunately, it's common for people to sit at home and speak about other people's iftars or fasts, etc., just to pass time. Backbiting has been compared to eating the flesh of your dead brother. What we think is harmless conversation is sometimes actually backbiting. Huzur Sayyiduna Shaykh Sa'adi radiallahu ta'ala anhu writes that when he was young, when he was a small child, his father would perform Nafal Salah all night, and he would wake his son up also for Tahajjud. And he would wake him up and they would both perform long rakahs of tahajjud. One day Sheikh Sa'adi radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to his father, "How come it's always you and me? How comes every single night whilst everyone else is sleeping, relaxing, sleeping calmly and peacefully, only you and me are busy in worship?" His father, alayhi rahmah, said to him, "O son, it would have been much better for you to also have slept all night than worshipped whilst thinking of the condition of others, looking down on them, judging them, and then actually backbiting against them." Allahu Akbar. We must save ourselves from this. We must protect our ears from listening to backbiting, from listening to gossip, lies, and other such things. The fasting of the ears is to leave all these things, leave music and songs, etc., and listen to the pure, beautiful praise of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Listen to Naat Sharif, or listen to the beautiful recitation of the Holy Quran al-Kareem. Protect your eyes from all what the Sharia has prohibited. Look at the Quran al-Kareem. Look at the blessed books of knowledge, or the Durood Sharif, or look at your blessed parents with love. Fasting is control of the tongue. Fasting is control of the eyes. Fasting is control of the ears. Is control of the heart. Fasting of the tongue is that we don't say anything which displeases Allah Almighty. No slandering, no lying, no backbiting, swearing, cursing, etc. Fasting is also about controlling our hands and feet. To not raise your hands for anything that Allah Almighty has prohibited. Not going to any place which Allah Almighty has prohibited. Protect yourselves from displeasing people. Don't anger people. Don't abuse people. Don't break their hearts or sever ties without reason. Fasting is about forgiveness. Forgive each other. Forgive those who may have wronged you, and seek forgiveness from those who you may have wronged. Now, this does not mean broadcast to every single person in your contacts on WhatsApp, etc., and then copy-paste and send that very famous message, in case I've done something. In case I've done something to you. There's no in case. If you've done something, you know. Go and apologize and seek their forgiveness. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, let us take all this, all the essence and spirit of the blessed month of Ramadan, and let it enter into our hearts, body and soul. So my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, we are 7 days into this blessed month of Ramadan. Let us all ask ourselves a question. We all entered the blessed month of Ramadan, yes. But did the blessed month of Ramadan enter us? The reason we need to ask ourselves this question is that if we have only entered the blessed month of Ramadan, then we will leave this blessed month after 23 or more days. Once this blessed month is over, we will be out of the blessed month of Ramadan. But if the blessed month of Ramadan has entered us, this will inshallah remain inside us for the rest of our lives, inshallah. What do we mean when we say, has the blessed month entered us? I mean the spirit of this blessed month, which is the spirit of obedience, which is the spirit of pleasing Allah Almighty, which is the spirit of making our will subservient to the commands of Allah Almighty. Fasting is not just about eating and drinking. It's about obedience. It's about our submission to the commands of Allah Almighty, complete obedience and submission to the beautiful sunnah of the most beautiful Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. I pray to Allah Almighty that this is essence and the spirit of the blessed month of Ramadan enters all of us and stays with us. And may Allah Almighty take us from this world in a state of complete obedience and submission and complete obedience to the beloved Prophet Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Kyun raza aaj gali suni hai, uth mere dhum machane wale, wa ma alayna illa al-balagul mubin.